Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
It's Robert Cray bringing us back, my favorite blues man. 17 till the hour. Thanks for staying with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate, and my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com, and the one for my newsletter is there at smallbusinessadvocate.com, and my new book, The Third Ingredient, with the number three, thethirdingredient.com. Dr. Ivan Meisner is our guest, our good friend, longtime Brain Trust member, and author of Who's in Your Room? That's the new book. It's a companion to Networking Like a Pro and Room Full of Referrals. If you will just hang out with the folks at BNI, join a local chapter of BNI, Business Network International, I promise you, if you'll give and get, if you'll give first and get later at a BNI chapter, it'll change your life. It'll help you with your businesses. And, you know, Ivan, as you've taught us so many times before, networking is not just about business. Networking is about sharing joy and happiness, too, isn't it?
It's about building relationships with people. I meet people in BNI who say to me that they've created relationships that will last the rest of their life.
That's where the joy comes from.
I see it all the time.
Yeah. I mean, I love having met people and over time, just because we made ourselves available to each other, they helped me and I helped them. And at the end of 10 years or 20 years or 30 years, we couldn't do a scorecard if we tried, but it didn't matter because right. we just were open. We were available. And that's what you got to do in networking. I think that's one of the most important things you have to do is to make yourself available to being of service to people.
Yeah, you do. And you know, you don't keep a scorecard, but you do want to make sure that it's reciprocal. And mm-hmm. you'll understand, you'll see that pretty quickly if the other person is doing their best
right.
to reciprocate.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, it's not a matter.
You really don't want to be taken advantage of.
It's not a matter that they turned you down. It's just that, you know, you may not have asked for anything, you know, and that's okay.
Well, that's very true, and that's in and of itself a problem. Hey, I want to come back
to your story. Folks, what we're talking about is Ivan's telling us a little bit of story about the genesis of BNI, about some of the early thoughts he had, and you were telling a story about that, Ivan.
But yeah, about my bookkeeper, who she came to me and she said, it took me 2 hours, but I balanced the books. There were 5 cents missing. And I told this to a friend of mine, and he said, seriously, you paid her 2 hours to find 5 cents? And I said, yes, I did. And I congratulated her. I said, well done. And he said, why would you do that? I said, because if it had been $50, I'd have said, yeah, close enough.
That's right. That's a rounding error. That's a rounding error in my accounting.
And I told my friend, I said, if it was $500, that woman would not go home at night.
That's right.
She would be there, so she found that.
It's
money.
Not the 5 cents.
Said,
it's the tenacity.
I was happy to pay her. Well,
it's the quest for excellence. It's got a balance.
That's right, and that was her flame. And I know you and I have talked about this on the show before, about an entrepreneur's either working in their flame or working in their wax. The accounting was my wax. I could do it. I hated it. But the accounting was her flame. And by golly, she was going to find those 5 cents. Mm-hmm. And that's the way she was as a bookkeeper. And that's what.
And she was doing a job that you promoted yourself, you fired yourself from because you weren't that darn good at it. And promoted yourself to a job that she couldn't do.
Yeah, and you know, I was okay at it. I just hated it. And if you don't like something, you're not going to do it as well.
That's right.
Now, you know, off air, you and I are talking about how people will, they think they're best at everything, and nobody can do better or can.
Well,
do
when
perfectly.
I do things, they're perfect, you know. But when my employees do things, it's not going to be perfect.
Yeah, and I think one of the ways that you got to scale a business is that you have to understand that you have to let go when you delegate. Authority. Mm-hmm. You have to delegate both responsibility and authority. And what we tend to do as entrepreneurs is we delegate responsibility but not authority. say, okay, this is your job, but you got to come back to me and confirm this and that and the other thing. And so people are hesitant to take authority for a role. And entrepreneurs will say to me, yeah, but they're going to screw up. I say, yes, they will. You could take that to the bank. They will screw up. And what you have to do is you start by giving them smaller authority, and as they grow in the business, you give them more authority, more authority, and more authority. And there may still be some things that they have to come to you to get an answer on. But 90% of the stuff an employee does, they should be doing it themselves. And you should be giving them the authority to do it as well as the responsibility.
As you know, my business is almost 30 years old, just a little younger than yours. And I was a horrible delegator for 10 years. And when I finally started doing it, when I realized I had to do it, it was holding me back. When I really started doing it, and I finally, you know, was able to do it with people who are competent, it was like I'd found a new kind of candy. I mean, I was delegating like crazy, and I've been doing it ever since. And one of the conversations I have with people when they come on board is I say, look, that right there, that seat, that desk, that work there, that this opportunity here, this assignment, you own that. I don't own that. That's not mine. That's yours. You own it. Act like an owner. And to the degree that you need something from me to do your ownership job, at that moment, I work for you. I tell them that.
Oh.
And that's
powerful. I don't quite go that far, but I do you know, say to them, look, you've got the authority to make these kinds of decisions.
Yeah.
And sometimes it doesn't work out. You know, sometimes
I know.
There are problems.
You do have to just kind of keep an eye. Quick break. Right back with Ivan Meisner. More to come after the break. I'm Jim Blassingame.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.